from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is episode 64, season number 3, Cubs take down the Twins. We're going to get you the roster moves. We're going to talk about the White Sox preview, and we'll look at the standings. But don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. Leave us one of those 5-star reviews. You can email us at flythew670@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can watch us on the 670 The Score YouTube channel. So, Crowley, after that 5-2 homestand, how do the standings look?
Well, the Cubs are out of last place. Cincinnati, 9.5 games back. The Cubs only 3 games behind 500 right now. So they're 9 games back from Milwaukee. Pittsburgh, 56-57, 8 games back. The Cardinals are 6 games back, and Milwaukee alone atop first place, 64-49. When we look at the wild card, though, it's just so wild. You know, you have the Arizona Diamondbacks are a really hot team, one of the hottest in baseball. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. Mm-hmm. So are the Padres, 8-2 in their last 10 games, both have 4-game winning streaks. The Braves are starting to sputter. They're 5-5 in their last 10 on a 4-game losing streak. And so those are the 3 teams that would make the playoffs if the season ended today. Then you have the Mets, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Reds. But if you look at it, the Cubs are really only 3 games behind the win column against the Mets. And so, I mean, you're still not out of it. And I've been kind of, you know, I'm getting to the point of the year where I'm starting to get antsy. I'm looking at schedules, and I feel like the Cubs have an easier schedule than most of the teams ahead of them. Again, it's just doing your job and hopefully able to take series, you know, from here on out.
Yeah, got to take the series from here on out. That's what it's all about. No doubt about that.
Now, we have some sad news for you and me, Dustin. I don't know if everyone's going to be too upset about this, but there will be no Chris Kindle-Mart, and I believe no Winter Wonderland at Wrigley. The news was put out by the Chris Kindle Market at Wrigleyville Facebook page. Due to the NHL Winter Classic and additional programming, Chris Kindle-Mart will not take place at Wrigleyville Gallagher Way this year. Organizers regret any inconvenience this may cause and appreciate the community's understanding. They look forward to returning to Lakeview in future years. So, Dustin, there's a couple things going on. Obviously, Northwestern's getting a new football field. So there's going to be 2 games in November played at Wrigley Field, the Northwestern football team, and then the NHL Winter Classic. It just doesn't seem like there'd be enough time to get this all done and make it worth it for them. So that's it. Not going to happen this year.
Not going to happen this year. It is disappointing, really, like going last year. But there is some good news, right? CubsCon tickets packages are available now, right? Wednesday?
Yep, on Wednesday they were available. Now, what happens here is that the Cubs do 2 things. First thing that they do is that they do the hotel ticket package. And so you get the hotel at the Sheraton, and it includes the tickets into the price on that, your CubCon passes. They will later on just sell individual passes as we get closer to the winter time, closer to December. So I did get my hotel package for my what will be my 25th straight Cubs convention. Wow. So
25. Look at you.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait. My favorite time of year.
All right, so let's now talk about some injury updates. Ian Happ was hurt. Saya was hurt, but thankfully both guys are back, and now Cody Bellinger's hurt.
Right. Ian had the shoulder that was bothering him trying to stop that triple against, you know, the other day again. And so he looked fine. He was in the lineups. Saya had a stiff neck. He was out of the game Monday against the Twin. He's okay. But Cody Bellinger, I was at that game on Tuesday. He beat out an infield single. And he kind of hyperextended his knee. So he's day to day. Obviously there's no game today. He was out of the lineup Wednesday. So hopefully by Friday, he'll be ready to go. Give him some time to heal up. Jordan Wicks is making a rehab start on Saturday for your Iowa Cubs. Keegan Thompson has been activated off the IL and it was optioned to the I Cubs. So he was doing his rehab there, but now he can officially get called up if the Cubs need him. Some sad news, Dustin. It was reported that Albert Elzeli is going to undergo Tommy John surgery to repair a tear in his UCL. Chances are he will miss the entire 2025 season recovering from Tommy John surgery. The Cubs have him under contract through the 2026 season, but, you know, just it's a tough injury to come back from and you know, really sad because he's a really good kid.
Yep, seems like a great guy. We'll see what happens in the future with him.
Yeah, hopefully he bounces back. But Dustin, here we go with the Crosstown Classic.
Cubs. Can we call it that anymore? Is it really a classic anymore?
Classic. It'll always be a classic. What can you say about the 2024 White Sox? They may end up being one of the worst teams in MLB history. They are currently 28-89, good for last place in the AL Central. And they have the worst record in all of baseball. Dustin, the team with the next worst record, the Colorado Rockies, have 42 wins. So the White Sox are 14 games behind the next worst team. They finally snapped an AL record-tying 21-game losing streak against the A's on Tuesday night.
They couldn't even do that right. They couldn't even get to the point where it was Cubs Sox on Friday with the all-time losing a streak on the line and Garrett Crochet pitching. I mean, you talk about getting this thing hyped up. That would have been some serious hype. They socks that up as well.
Right. They lost the game on Wednesday, so they lost two of their last games to the Oakland A's. They've lost, obviously, 9 out of their last 10. Today, big news for, I'm sure if you've been listening on 670 The Score, the White Sox have mercifully fired their manager, Pedro Grifol, who was 28-89 and 101 games under 500 in less than two seasons. Unreal. Were the phone lines lit up, Dustin?
Oh, yeah. A lot of angry Sox fans will keep it going. And there's been more news. They have named Sizemore the interim. And they have fired a couple other coaches as well. So lots happening over 35th and Shields.
Now, Dustin, help me out here because, you know, I don't always pay 100% attention to what's going on in the AL Central. Has Grady Sizemore, does he have any coaching experience? I mean, I know
he's been with the Sox in the dugout as a coach of some sort. I don't have all the details, but he has been around the team. He does have a uniform. He has been in the dugout.
Okay, so interesting on that one. As bad as the White Sox have been this season, the Cubs nearly lost both games they played against the Southsiders at Wrigley in June. The Cubs were down 5-0 in the first game after a key Christopher Morel error, but the Cubs scored 1 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, and 2 in the 8th to win it 7-6. I was at that game, and then the Cubs were down 5-1 in the second game, came back and took a 6-5 lead before giving up a home run to Paul DeJong to tie it in the 8th. But Mike Tauchman hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 9th, and the Cubs did sweep a 2-game set at Clark and Addison. It just wasn't two comfortable wins. And
Never, ever.
This White Sox team looks very different from the ones the Cubs faced in June. Right before the trade deadline, they got rid of a lot of guys, Michael Kopech, Tommy Pham, Eric Fetty, Paul DeJong, Tanner Bank, and Eloy Jimenez, which means, Dustin, we no longer have to hear that stupid "thanks Cubs" by NBC White Sox Sports. Thank God that's finally over.
No, it can always come back, Sally. I can't say that I'll be done with that. All right, tale of the tape.
As you can guess, the Cubs have the advantage in everything against the White Sox. Batting average, Cubs are hitting 235, 23rd in baseball. White Sox are hitting .216. That's last in all of baseball. Slug, Cubs have moved up to 22nd, .382 slug. White Sox are last in baseball, .342. Runners in scoring position, Cubs still struggling. They're .228, 28th in baseball. The White Sox, though, .208, which is 30th, last in all baseball. So for every hitting category we're looking at here, Dustin, the White Sox are dead last. Starting pitching ERA, Cubs have the advantage there. They're 6th in all of baseball at the .381 starter ERA, while the White Sox are 25th with a .468 ERA. And in reliever ERA, the Cubs, Dustin, how about this? Cracking the top 10.
That's unbelievable.
They are 8th best in all of baseball with an ERA of .366, while the White Sox are 28th with a .504 ERA out of that bullpen. Fielding-wise, the Cubs are have 12 defensive run saves. That's 15th in all of baseball. They made a couple errors this last series. Got to clean that up. And then the White Sox, negative 75 defensive run saves, by far last in all of baseball. So awful, awful team.
Awful team. But let's not get cocky. So game number one, Friday night, Jameson Taillon, Garrett Crochet are your pitching probables.
Yep, 7-10 start at the south side. Jameson Taillon, 7-6 with a .325 ERA in 19 games started with 86 strikeouts in 110 2/3 innings pitch. He struggled two starts ago before the trade deadline, giving up 6 runs in 4 1/3 innings to the Reds. He got on track against the Cardinals in his last start. He went 6 innings, only gave up 1 run, his 8th quality start in the last 10 games. He did not get a quality start when he faced the White Sox in June. He went 5 innings, gave up 5 runs on 10 hits. Taillon has a record of 0-0 lifetime against the White Sox in 5 games started with a .358 ERA. Only a handful of White Sox have seen J-Mo, with Nicky Lopez going 3-for-8 and Luis Robert going 1-for-8. We didn't think we'd see Garrett Crochet, as he was probably one of the White Sox best trade pieces, but Crochet and his agent requested a new contract from either the White Sox or whatever team he was going to be traded to if he was going to pitch in postseason baseball, right? So he stuck with the Sox. I don't know if that was the greatest move. Crochet is 6-8 with a .319 ERA in 23 games started and a whopping 162 strikeouts and 118 in a 1/3 innings pitched. On July 23rd, he gave up 2 runs in 4 innings against the Rangers. On July 28th, he gave up 3 runs in 3 innings against the Mariners. In his last start, he gave up 1 run in 4 innings against the Twins. Now, I said earlier, Crochet's thrown 118 innings, which is more than all his previous major league innings combined. So you can see now that the White Sox are carefully managing his workload. Dustin, he hasn't thrown more than 4 innings since June 30th against the Rockies, where he gave up 2 runs in 7 innings. So it doesn't matter if he's giving up 1 run or he's pitching well, they're usually pulling him by the 4th. Crochet is 0-0 against the Cubs lifetime with a .450 ERA. All his work against the Cubs has come out of the bullpen, and that's only 4 innings of work. Only 3 Cubs have faced Crochet, and no one has more than 2 at-bats against him. Dustin, I'm wondering, though, look, the White Sox have nothing to play for other than to try to derail the Cubs' attempt to even try to get it back into this thing. But I'm just wondering, do you think Crochet, they give him a little bit more leash for this game, or do they still manage?
Great question. I don't see how you could. I don't know if they've even made an agreement with him, if they've made an agreement with the agent. I mean, it'd be nice to sit there and say, oh yeah, you know, big game, you know, maybe some fans show up because the White Sox made a move with the manager. Maybe Cub fans show up because, you know, maybe they're within 4 of the wild card by the time we get to that game on Friday. But I don't think he goes more than 3 innings or a certain pitch count.
Well, Crochet does feature a 4-seam fastball and cutter, and they're 2 phenomenal pitches. He also throws a sweeper. So it'll be an interesting to see what happens in that one.
All right, game number 2. This is going to be Saturday night, a Fox game. Justin Steele throwing Chris Flexen for the Southsiders.
Yep, Justin Steele, 3-5 with the .333 ERA in 18 games, with 104 strikeouts and 108 innings pitch. He struggled a bit since the All-Star break, but pitched well in his last start against the Cardinals, going 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. But, Dustin, we haven't seen a dominating performance like we saw from Justin before the All-Star break, especially the first couple innings that he comes into a game. First 3 innings really seem to be a struggle. He has not faced the White Sox this season, and only 3 White Sox hitters have seen Steele. The only one with more than 3 at-bats is Nick Senzel, who's 5-10 against Justin. So let's hope this gets him on track. Now, Chris Flexen is 2-11 with a .553 ERA in 24 games, 22 of those starts with 83 strikeouts and 114 innings. Flexen got pounded in his last start against the Twins, pitching only 1.2 innings and giving up 6 runs on 7 hits, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. But like we talked about in segment one, Flexen pitched the game of his life against the Cubs on June 4th, going 5 innings and giving up only 1 run on 3 hits with no walks and 4 Ks. He took a no decision in that one. He's 0-1 lifetime against the Cubs with a 6.23 ERA in 7 games, 4 of those starts. Dansby's 8-for-13 lifetime against Flexen. Coden Bellinger is 3-for-10, and Nico is 3-for-8. Flexen features a 4-seam fastball, cutter, changeup, and curveball.
All right, those are the pitching matchups. Who's hot? Who's not?
Well, how about this, Dustin? We talked about this earlier. The bottom of the lineup, Pete Crow Armstrong, 7-for-his-last 20 with a double, a triple, and 3 RBIs. He's slashing 350, 381, 550. Dansby Swanson, 7-for-his-last 20 with a triple and 3 RBIs, slashing 350, 381, 450. And Michael Busch, 7-for-his-last 21 with 3 home runs, 5 RBIs, slashing 333, 391, 762.
On the not side?
On the not side, you have Isak Paredes, 3-for-his-last 21 with a home run and 4 RBIs, hitting 143, 208, 286. Ian Happ, 2-for-his-last 19, 1 home run, 2 RBIs, slashing 105, 190, and 316.
Okay, so the White Sox, they actually have anybody hot?
They do, and they're both named Andrew. Andrew Benintendi, 7-for-his-last 22 with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. 318, 348, 818 slug. Andrew Vaughn, 6-for-his-last 19 with 3 RBIs, slashing 316, 381, 526. Also has 4 doubles there, so be careful with those guys. After that, not too much to worry about. How about this, Dustin? Lenin Sosa, 3-for-his-last 23, hitting 130, 167, 130. How about Luis Roberts? 2-for-his-last 25. He's slashing 0.080, 0.080, 0.120. Always seems to do really well against the Cubs, though.
All right, prediction time.
Dustin, this is a complete trap series, which has me nervous as hell. Again, the White Sox, their fans have had a miserable a season as you could have. But if they could take 2 from the Cubs, it would be glorious. If they could take 1, their fan base would take it. So I feel like they're going to go all in on this. I still think, as bad as this team is, the Cubs are going to take 2 because I still feel that they're going to have Garrett Crochet on that pitch count, and the White Sox bullpen is nothing to really write home about.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what the White Sox players do here. If they rally around this, if they pout, if they feel relief. It's really troubling. I think you're right about the trap, but I'm going to say a glass half full because, again, if the Cubs actually want to keep playing meaningful baseball, these are 2 you must get. That's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. Follow on the socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Email us, flythew670@gmail.com. And you can watch us by subscribing to the 670 The Score YouTube channel. Crowley, what are you going to do a Sunday? No baseball on a Sunday.
I am going to just relax. And I don't even know. That it's so weird. It kind of still blows my mind that they're not going on a Sunday. It makes no sense, but I have no idea. All I'm going to say is I hope that everybody can make it down to the cell and cheer on the Cubs. Let's get those Northsiders going and take these 2 games and keep the momentum going. Go Cubs!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.